Hello, you're watching HRTV, and my guest for today is Mrs. Katrin Sinclair.
Welcome. Hello.
Mrs. Sinclair, you're the HR director of Plzeňský Prazdroj,
yes.
And you originally came from United Kingdom.
Yes, although I have been to a few places in between.
How long have you been in the Czech Republic?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. And your, as I understood correctly, your main responsibility is the management of the HR department, of the HR strategy, and responsible for the people part of Plzeňský Prazdroj.
Yes, that's correct.
Your presentation today was mainly at the conference of People Management Forum, was mainly aimed at the work flexibility and the flexible jobs. What is the main purpose of this kind of activity in the Czech Republic, and maybe comparing it to the United Kingdom or England?
Yes, I think flexibility has become more important over the last few years, mainly because of the changing dynamics of the workforce, but also because of the way technology is evolving, as we know, across the kind of world. So people no longer have to be restricted to a desk. People want different lifestyles. The new generation are looking for more work-life balance, and we have an aging population that are also looking for different aspects. So I think what we've been doing in Plzeňský Prazdroj is trying to work out what does our workforce need now, but also for the future. And therefore flexibility is part, just one element of the culture that we're trying to build to allow us to have the right talent for the future, whether that's a aging population, the new generation, men, women, whoever it comes from.
If you take a closer look at the specific groups that have the chance to work on a flexible basis in Plzeňský Prazdroj, can you actually distinguish or can you specify what kind of people, what kind of projects or what kind of departments have the chance to work on a flexible basis?
I think we have there's different areas. So one area is we have many people who are part of maybe a European team, as well as part of the local team, or they're part of a team that work across two countries, because we also have Slovakia as well. So I think if you're working in two teams, and therefore you don't necessarily always have to be at your desk, you can work sometimes from home. So a lot of our employees, especially our office-based employees, get a balance between working in the office and working at home, and we find that works really well to allow projects to be done. I think the other side is around flexible working hours. So we have flexible working hours in terms of morning, start and finish, which again allows people to balance their childcare or parents or their work life to be able to start and finish. The key is about output. So what we focus on is around what output do people deliver, how are they performing, and are they delivering? How they do that, obviously, is down to them in terms of what that looks like.
Is there any mechanism that you use to monitor their activity, or how do you evaluate the work effectiveness on the flexible basis compared to when people sit in the office from 9 o'clock till 5, 6 p.m.?
So I think there's two elements. If we're talking office space, because manufacturing obviously is kind of separate, it's all about goals. So if you set the right goals and you have regular reviews of the goals and you talk about it on your one-to-ones, then it doesn't matter when you're in the office or out of the office in terms of evaluating performance, because it's about the delivery of what you do. It's not about the effort or where you're sitting to get the goals done. So as long as people are working with the right people, as long as people are delivering the right goals, then that's okay. But we've still got a long way to go. We still got, you know, we're still on a journey to creating the right environment.
You, during your presentation on the panel discussion, mentioned that one of the reasons that flexible jobs were created in England, as we know from Top Gear, is that in England it's sometimes very difficult to get from one place to another on a car, especially on a car. And is it the same reason in the Czech Republic or elsewhere in Europe?
I think there's a number of reasons in the UK. One was around huge amount of time spent in commuting, which was wasted time. And the other one was trying to be honest, balance more women in the workplace. So providing more flexible start times, having more part-time jobs, allowed women to come back to work quicker, allowed them to still enjoy their careers and progress at the levels they wanted to. And I think in the UK, that was about 15 years ago, it started to trend through. So I think there's probably more of the two reasons at that time. I think now in the UK, it's about the new generation. So the younger generation are looking for far more flexibility, either gender, and therefore that's continuing. So I think in Czech, we may not have so much the commuting, although it still can get on the D1, can still be a nightmare. But I think the other reason still stands. So I think it's just part of the way the future's going, but we need to work out what that looks like.
If we look a little bit beyond the flexible works and flexible jobs, what is your personal main goal for your position in Plzeňský Prezidor, and what is the kind of goals or the kind of tasks you like most in your position?
Yeah, so I guess the key one is around talent. So, and when we say talent, it's not just the top talent, but also about skills, again, having the right skills. So one of our key objectives is around bringing in the right talent. And we are very particular about who we bring in. We want to bring in the best people to certain jobs. And we also want to bring in the best skilled people as well. So I think that's been a big focus for us for the last 2 years, is about changing some of the mix of the people that we've got to ensure that we've got the right people for the future. And that continues. And part of that is around what kind of young generation do we bring in. So we just launched a new graduate program about leaders for the future. It's about getting the best talent from both Czech and Slovakia, externally graduates, bringing them in and offering them a very fast-track career. So that's something that we're quite proud of and quite excited about. I think the other element for us actually has been around change. So we've been through quite a lot of change over the last 18 months. And I think one of the key roles of HR is actually be able to facilitate and lead effective change management in a way that's right for the business, but also treats the employees in the right way. And we've been through a lot of different changes, and I'm sure we'll have more to come. But that's been quite a big focus for us. We've just completed one of our biggest business transformation projects with technology, Global Template, which is SAP, end-to-end, and that's taken about 18 months and a huge distraction of our time and motivation and engagement of our people. So that's been a real business priority for the HR team as well. And I guess the final element, if I allowed three, is around development of the people. So we are fortunate to be part of a global organisation that gives us access to great competencies and skills and programmes. So we've really focused on the last 18 months around our leadership development, our team leader development, and our sales capability. So we're in the second year now of our sales academy, and we just launched it in Slovakia as well. So I think that's been our real focus, has been capability, talent, and change.
You mentioned that you now try to attract the best talents possible, and you try to focus on really bringing the best people to Plzeňský Prezidor. What is the key element of this HR marketing strategy? You mentioned this graduate program, but as I understood correctly, talents are not only the graduates. What kind of tools do you use in HR marketing to attract the right people, which is especially quite difficult in the current economical situation?
Yeah, I mean, and I think it has been quite a struggle. So we tend to use a range of ways of attracting talent. Obviously, we're well known, that helps. And we have a good reputation as a great employer brand. So we tend to find when we start talking to people, they know of us and we get a very positive reception, which is great. But we use a lot of social media, LinkedIn, especially in terms of one of the areas. It's a little bit of headhunting, but we have our own people that can do headhunting as well as using external advertising. So we basically use the full range, but the last 12 to 18 months is much more around social media, much more around Facebook, much more around LinkedIn, and trying to follow people as well. And the other thing we do is we market map. So we work out where all the best people are currently working and try and tap into them.
Katrin, thank you very much for today's discussion. I wish you all the best in your career and your personal life, and maybe I'll see you sometime in the future on HR TV.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers, thank you.
Thank you. And I would like to thank our viewers for watching, and see you in other programs of HR TV. Bye-bye.